difficulty absorbing what we offer. I'm not ever going to jeopardize my speakers. You hear what he says. They go to work on you, that fails. They go to work on the family. And they go to work in many, many sundry ways. This is one of the problems with addictions. If there is an addiction, especially to alcohol or drugs, this already sets aside this reasoning, conscious mind. And what is left can just be absolutely programmed like a computer. Also, there is capability, not just with the Russians, but I'm glad that he spoke on that just for a minute, because as an insider of the system, it isn't some great big magical secret that is finally leaking out. It's never been any other way. And he finds out this information of current days right from a prison cell. Well, Gunther actually had enough power, if you will. You heard what he said about, do you want to get it?
Yeah, I guess I'd better. Hello. All right, go ahead.
Hello, Gunther.
Are the lights still on?
No. Yeah, there's one.
Not number six.
Hello, Gunther.
Okay, well, I didn't answer right because I didn't know it was him.
Only line 6 works on that phone.
Hello. Gunther?
He probably had an afterthought he wanted to share. And always we need to know what we can do as far as support and writing in. You're torn betwixt whether to bomb that governor with mail or let it go so that maybe they'll release him. One said, well, could you really consider that these ones are godly people? I want to remind you of something. God is creator. God allows, God teaches, and allows you to experience. And were any of your own experiences any different than they have been, you would not be sitting here, you would not be who you are. Think about it. Just one choice different. Years ago, you would not have your family, certainly would not have the children that you have. So always you must deal with what is. And God doesn't care what a man was. God cares what a man is. And you want to be able to find out all there is so that you can basically judge. I didn't say discern, I said judge. Why would you need to judge this man? Even God does not judge this man. He's not through with his journey or his service. or what may be. He gave you some really good information. We talk about corporations and structuring and how to shelter. Well, I want to tell you something. If it's good enough for the CIA, I'm going to use it. And if there's something wrong with your perception about doing that, you better think very carefully what it is that bothers you. Why is it, except by the training that you get, the brainwashing that you get, that you feel God has to take second, third, fourth, tenth fiddle to everything, that somehow to be godly, you have to give away everything that God gave to you as stewards? I don't do this for your benefit. I do this for God's benefit. You are stewards. Just as the CIA Black Fund makes these ones stewards of their business. They go out and they are supposed to attend that money. And there is so much of it that once you start it rolling over, you can see that it just blossoms until getting rid of it is a problem. And of course, there are always ones out there to help you get rid of it. And illegal other organizations are set up to further that stream. The only ones left out, you will notice, are you the people. You try to do this, and they're going to hang you. So you better study your lessons very, very well. When Cork tells you how to run your corporation, listen to him and do it. You can see that it is an extremely complicated, interwoven mess. You will find that in your Pentagon, that the most strength comes out of naval intelligence. And there are ones in this room that have been in special forces. You know exactly what's coming off here and what has come off here. And also plan to utilize that information for the furthering of what we need to do. Is Hatton capable of blackmail? White mail. I go with light mail. The only time I will push you is when I know that you have made a commitment and you are considering breaking that commitment and you're in confusion. If I can look within and I can see that that commitment has been made, and there is at the time of that commitment being made the possibility and the capability, if you will, of the moment to help you clarify it, I will do so. I specifically can use as an example Nora Boyles. She's one of the best researchers that I've come across because she's interested in it. Does she carry 13 PhDs in history or something? I don't care what she carries. She does a superb job. And Nora came to visit here, and there was some concern about whether she should move here. And then there was thought and thought and thought and thought. And finally, I saw her make that decision. And I said, yes, let's work toward that. But I will never say that to one still flitting back and forth. Well, I wonder if I should, and I wonder if I want to, and I wonder, when I can see that a decision has been made, then I can sometimes confirm it. I confirmed it with Rick. I would confirm it with Sam, quite frankly, because this one is willing to do whatever is necessary to be done. And it comes across extremely well on the radio. And he knows enough, a little bit, about the industry, enough to surpass anyone here in the industry. And before we are done, we are going to have radio networks, international television networks, and motion picture studios. We may have them in Nevada. The plan is to have them here. But we're never going to have them unless ones are willing to give and take and change ideals and ideas. You get set on an ideal which sounds good to you. Why does it sound good to you? Because some preacher told you? That sucks you into an indoctrinated religion. Religion is not necessarily church. Religion is not spirituality. It can be a little part of it and an expression of it. But what religion is an organization. And ones will say, well, yes, but it God told us how. Where did God tell you? Well, that Bible. This good book right here. Oh, I suppose God spoke English when he talked. Well, the master wrote these things. The master didn't write anything. Other people perceived what they heard and they wrote. So let me do a little bit of biblical history for you according to the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How did they come to be the ones in the Bible? There are over 29 Gospels. Anyone in the room, even Padre, do you know where they, why, who? Who chose Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You see, one of them was not even a disciple. Which one was not a disciple? Well, actually, the one who wrote the gospel according to Mark was a scholar. Mark also wrote for Simon Peter. But how, who managed to choose those four Gospels? Guess what? Germans. German scholars studied them and chose the ones that would be put into the Bible because they were the most consistent and they had the best, you know, overall layout. And you will notice that many of the stories will vary from the Book of Mormon. You will have different books in these Bibles. The Catholic Bible, as used in the church, will differ a bit from certainly the King James Version. Surely you don't think King James sat there and wrote his version of the Bible. I'll tell you a few things that he did do. He took out a lot of the things that would be a threat to him as king. It's interesting to know how little you know. Not to be smart or mean or cruel. But ones base their entire existence on something that has no foundation, do you see? It is not my business what Gunther Rosbacher, for instance, was. It is not my business what he is, except as relates to us and truth in a time when your nation is going under. The man is Austrian. Basically, he comes from the Austrian royalty. And quite frankly, as far as my own consideration, I can personally use him more in Austria than in the United States. Well, what makes me think that he would serve? Because he told me so. I know who he is. He knows who he is. And he serves in my command. Uh-oh, just lost all those listeners out there. Anybody who pushes the envelope of outer space, my friends, in an SR-71 has met the space cadets. More than that, the man has a rank, name, identification, and serial number in my command. Well, does that make him goodly, godly, or what? It makes him a man serving on your place just like you. Zero more. Well, why would he be better off in Austria for you, Commander? Because the banking system is so confounded, messed up, and controlled by the committee of 300 banksters that you are running out of places to be able to funnel money through and get it through the system. And in that area, Monaco specifically, is the last place, the last bastion of unnumbered bank accounts. Monte Carlo is a good place to bank. And there are other ways, if you know the ropes, to get it done. And I think you can listen to the man and know that if Gunther Rosbacher needed to figure out a way to get something through a bank, he'd probably be able to do it. This intelligence operation of yours, I agree with him. Forget the little ones. Forget most of the big ones. Some of them are really big. And one could come forth and say, well, I didn't really serve on the ground, but I did go over on some missions, only to find out, sure, you were flying around in the CIA-owned air carriers. It is so involved. It is so networked that it's impossible for you to come and untangle this massive, massive web. I believe that it's been a little bit understated about Clinton. I think you're going to find that it's going to come out that he was heavily involved with the KGB. And he was heavily involved. This does not necessarily mean he's a card-carrying member of either, but he's certainly involved with the CIA. At least on the level of this hierarchy, this elite hierarchy, he had to do a lot of drug running, a lot of other things, and a lot of illicit bankstering and allowing and hiding his eyes as governor. This man was groomed, set up, and told. Everybody was told, including him, at the Bilderberger meeting at least 2 years ago that he would be president his last time. And you watched George Bush give it away. So we've got a situation here where you're going to have to smell the roses. Smell that bacon burning and the coffee. It's there. You cannot turn away and say, I think I smell petunias. A rose is a rose. Stop it. And to get you through, you're going to have to be as shrewd as the serpent and as open and gentle as the dove. You are living in the viper's pit. And if you cannot be as shrewd, then you are not going to be a good steward. Now, there are just some things that are going to take place. And there are going to be some ones needed, and they are working, and they are willing to do whatever is required and be patient. And it's hard to say where these things will be located because everything changes on a day-to-day basis. But if you listen to the plans as outlined just by your own Plan 2000 crew headed by Kissinger, you're going to have an approximate time that they fully plan to pull this thing down, that thing, or the other. You think it's just a little cute accident that you had another aftershock with dozens of its own shocks in Landers a couple of days ago? These are not accidents. It's happening. So one can ask Gunther, well, do you think it's too late? Can we do it? My own observation has to be, I don't see that you will do it. Not before all the other things are allowed to take place. It seems almost as if everybody has to lose everything before you get up and change your ways. And you ones don't have the privilege of even going out there and changing your ways because you made a commitment. And yet you have to make it from here to where your commitment, major purpose, begins to take shape. And that's where you lose. God loses everybody there. Well, you promised me, and you told me, and I knew, and I was guided. No. You have never been told anything except exactly what it is. And it's fun, you know, to consider the communal type of gathering places. Well, let's go and we'll all unify and we'll have a preacher or we'll have whatever and then we'll all lean on each other. That's where they come. Mike back here has been in Special Forces, so let me just ask him. Are there not code names, code words, code things that trigger listening devices on your telephone? And isn't the top of it subversive, cult, in this area, Edwards Air Force Base? They're just, you know, select things.
Anything that they programmed a big Craig computer 20 years ago to do that?
Yes.
So anything from money to... maybe sex, who knows, you know, anything that triggers it, that you say on the phone, there's nothing safe. Coin phone's not safe unless you're using coins to call long distance, and that's only safe for less than 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes now. So they can trace you as soon as they hear anything. And they can record you without telephones. They record you from dishes upstairs. There's codes for everything.
And as long as you understand that, and as long as you understand that if you're discussing something that has been discussed before, they already know it. They are taking it off faster than Dorma can type. Because they now can receive my signal. I don't care because they go ahead and get it off that computer anyway. It bothered her specifically. It was bad enough to know that the command watched everything that they did in their home. But then they had to face the fact that so did the CIA. You know, you shower. You can now have a pinhole with a camera behind it. Well, you can also go berserk being paranoid. When I have something I really want to say, and I don't want it heard, I scramble everything in the house. And until we came to some kind of a working understanding, you ones will remember, I would blow out the electronics. It doesn't matter now. I want them to know what we're doing. And they'll help me. Because they know who I am. And it'll be the little smart sucker. You know, the little, what, nothing lower than a lieutenant. It's going to be the little ignorant ones or the ones who think they are so hot that I'll show them. You know, the one on the Vandenberg desk that says, we'll blow your ass out of the sky, you bastards. They said that again at Nevada. When we said, you will stay within the testing limits. And the testing limits will produce at least a 0.5 earthquake. But don't worry about that. It will not hurt the fault lines and it will not hurt the dams. Now, I don't know how an earthquake of 5 points can be selectively damaging or not damaging according to the media. Anybody with a nuclear warhead 150 miles out in space, we are going to take out. But you've got more dangerous things now. And we don't take them out. But there were nuclear war heads on those Vandenberg missiles in October of 87. And I believe we got reported as a half-hour ice crystal show. So one say, well, why don't you just make yourself visible? We do. And it's no more paid attention to than an ice crystal show. So don't continue to delude yourself. Well, don't you have the power to do these things? Yes, I do, but it's your world. What you do on it that impacts out in space becomes my business. And don't always underestimate God. God is going to win this war. And what your idiots have done is build God's host an army. In a split second, I personally can breathe life. Life. I'm not talking animation. I am talking thinking, soul, life into every one of those cute little brains that they have developed. And how about the lizard people that they've done over here under Norton? 40 levels down they've got. And every now and then they bring those toys out to play. And these are like innocent little children. They look terrible. They look terrible. And they've been seen up in Stallion Springs and around. They're curious. You know, they get away and they come and they investigate the cars and they'll turn all the lights on and they'll do everything with every button that there is. And then their caretakers will come and get them. You live in the middle of it, right here in Tehachapi, and everybody acts like the contact is something from outer space. Especially the politicians, the minute we start mentioning RTC and things. Did you hear the justice system that he talked about? It's crazy. You've gone mad. And one of the things that you must remember above all other things is that before the ending time, Satan would rule the world. And you look around and see if it isn't happening. Well, how many souls will there be that make it? As many as there are. Because you cannot discern or decide or judge where those souls are going to go. And just because a body is sacrificed does not mean that the soul is. So any soul taking its separation from body is going to go to wherever a soul would go. Now there's speculation afoot that every soul being that was ever present on the earth is now present on the earth. Well, I will guarantee you that everyone who is floating around would like to be on the earth because it is the plum of experience. It just doesn't always seem like it while you're caught in it. And you have manifest what is here. So it becomes your reality, whether it's reality or not, has nothing to do with it. It has become your reality. And consequently, you can't just cut out because you agreed to do the play. So we're back to where we were yesterday with the preaching. And ones will say, well, Commander, just tell me my purpose so I can get on with it. No. If you don't know your purpose, then you haven't found it out yet. And there must be a good reason for that. Or you're hiding from it, and my telling you isn't going to make a whit of difference. And the minute that I say, well, your purpose may be to donate a lot of money, that usually gets rid of everybody. No, we're just in it together. And there's not one cog more important than another. Only different. And my crew realizes that. Maya's humility, Dorma's humbleness, does not come from a false sense of anything. It is a recognition of reality, of the fact that I just have a job to do, you have a job to do, he has a job to do. Dorma could write 180 journals. And maybe she will. But if they are not put out there somewhere, what difference does it make? So each one who accepts a task, and then it finally comes time to play that record, and that one says, well, I didn't want that one. I'm not going to do that. Do you see how everything can fall right into that pit? It won't last because there will be another. But it takes a while to pick up the load. when someone else drops it. And look what we have to confront now, just with George Green. Not only do you have the loss, but now you have year after year after year of expensive, emotional, draining litigation. And does all the litigation make anything different? No, not a thing. And I'm not going to sit up here and give away the plan. I'm just telling you to utilize what you've been told and how to use it. Because this is where the adversary will get you. They'll get you on a witness stand, they'll get you somewhere, and they will get you to own up to something that is not. I can guarantee they can make you lie on that stand when all you had to do was tell the truth. And if you know what you're doing, and they ask you if you own any corporations, you will say no. You don't have any stock in any corporation. No. Well, I mean, unless you do. You mean you have absolutely no income, right? You are going to tell me, this lawyer will say, you're going to tell this jury that you don't own any corporations? Yes. If you do your business right, you will do it at least better than the CIA. They've got some klutzes in there. And it got to be such a game, you see. And then things go on, and then when your enemy wants to get you, they've got to do is go in there and find something. They did it with Bo Greitz, they did it with Gunter. That's carelessness. And you're never going to be working at that level where it matters if you use your head. But you heard something else, didn't you? With a national corporation. It got too big. So they spun it off into this one and this one and this one and this one. But they blundered. They kept calling it national something or other. That becomes easier to track it. And some of the businesses that were being done had to get clearance with SEC and the banks, regulatory agencies. So you cannot just go and have a corporation in Nevada. You're going to have an Illinois corporation and a Missouri and a California, wherever you're doing business. But on your personal level, you don't have to do that. You just have to keep good records in your corporation manual. You watch what the big boys do. You find out what is the law. And then you use it to the very best of your ability. You are going to be stewards of God's money. And I know that sounds good. Maybe you'll have to be ready to receive a lot of money in through your little corporation. And you're prepared. And other ones have really laid their homework down on that table and know what they're doing. So that in this very town you won't even know what is being done, who is steward, and what is that over there, and what is that over there. It will all be carefully separated and taken care of, and they won't come shoot you. If you let your ego go, If your ego has to be up here so that you have to have Joe Blow, and your name is Joe Blow, on that building, expect trouble. I've told you before, if you have an enemy, put George Grain on that building. And guess what? When they come knocking at your door, they're going to be looking for George Grain, aren't they? Not Joe Blow. So if you really want to succeed, you're going to have to decide whether you want to succeed and basically bring it right down to money. Do you want the money or do you want your name somewhere? You see, many will choose to have their name in lights and run the risk of forfeiture of everything else in their existence. Part of the problem that you'll have out here is the minute that you're ready to start, it will take time to acquire property, to get through all of the regulations. And then you're going to have to convince them that they'll let you have some water for your bathrooms. So your problems just start. If everything waited until the funding was here, you'd never make it. So you have to work as if it's going to be. I know it's embarrassing when it gets postponed. But for goodness sakes, except for that blasted ego, it wouldn't bother you. Just keep hanging on. Keep on. Hang on. And keep working. And here's where visualization helps. I hope someone has explained just to Sam, really, about that dome complex.
Hello?
Really work to try to bring things to this town. And finally, they're beginning to succeed a little bit. It's been costly in both emotions and money. And yet, you cannot not think of getting the best deal, because that is your responsibility to do that. And yet, when you reach out too far to make money off of somebody else, and especially their disadvantage, it's going to come back to get you. Oh, it's going to happen. The things that are planned will happen. But it's sure a heavy load for a few people to get it pulled off. And the fragments run, you know, my people, all the way to the atmospherians in the Philippines. So it seems day to day, little happens. And then you look back and look at what has happened. Look what you've done in practically no time at all. And would you have been ready before? Are you ready today? Not really. But you're ready enough that we can make our next moves. And things can begin to loosen up. You have to get over the hurdle of disbelieving. And it's by slow integration. You just listen to someone who seems to be an authority. I mean, after all, he's had his fingernails pulled out. He must have had a real dandy time in Laos. And the meanest, most miserable, cruel people, quite frankly, are the Cambodians, the military. They really know how to interrogate. The world has come to this. Again, don't think it was neat. in the Middle Ages. Don't think it was neat in the Crusades. While in the name of God, they also went about doing essentially the same thing, the Inquisition. The Bolshevik Revolution. Let's try it right this time. I have a tendency to preach, and I get loud, and I ruin her voice, and really I could rely on this modern-day equipment. You're going to find that the Vincent Foster murder is going to be exactly... Well, maybe he's remembering something.
Hello? If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. You?
Well, it takes a while for everybody to hang up. Absolutely. But you see, we can very subtly, very quietly talk about, oh, I'm sure that he will be released. And they hear that, don't they? And they also know that if he isn't released, they have no leverage to shut him up at all. They can't keep him in isolation forever. So back to the Vincent Foster situation. This was a young man who really... I will not divulge what we really know about his connections. He simply got caught just like the youngsters do.